everything's fine. You got all that you need with Curry and the Keeper. Curry and the Keeper, May 28th, 2025, episode 135. Curry and the Keeper. And hello, my queen. Together, we weave a story of tender forever.
Wow. Chat GPT?
I'm trying to mix it up a little bit because I ran out of things to rhyme with queen.
ChatGPT.
When I got to spleen, I'm like, I need to do something else. No, not ChatGPT.
Hi, babe.
Hello, my darling.
How are you?
I'm good. Let's do a little quick cheers. One, two, three. Yours sounds deader than dead. Because Tina is still not drinking the alcoholio.
I drank all weekend long.
That's true.
Yes.
Well, I am drinking. Wait, let me taste it. You should at least smell it and taste it. This is from Vaudeville. This is the Hedges Red Mountain.
Ooh, smells good.
Yeah, this has been open for 2 days, so it's a cab.
I think I'm losing my...
It needs to open up a little bit.
Ooh.
It's a 60% cab, 29% Merlot, 5% Syrah, and 3% Cab Franc, and 3% Malbec. It's just a...
It's a blend,
a potpourri.
Yeah.
It's a potpourri. I liked it. I like the Hedges.
I think I'm losing
my 2022.
Losing my love of red wine.
Really?
Yes.
Well, you know why that is. Because now all of a sudden, and I'm happy with this, you're all in on the $20 Prosecco that tastes like green apples.
I know.
Woo!
I'm like, that's what we drank all weekend was Prosecco.
Yes.
I think we had three or four bottles. Three bottles?
Three.
It was good. It was good.
Well, first, let's just start off. We just got back from a fantastic meal. Steve and Stephanie Weiss, who we met in 2020.
October 2020. It took me a little bit to place them because at those meetups, I mean, I'm just shuffling you around from person to person. Yes.
Well, this was the Vegas Super Spreader event. And I remembered immediately because Stephanie, I remember like, wow, you have a really impressive job.
She's got a cool job.
Senior technical director for Cirque du Soleil.
And they call it Cirque. She works for Cirque.
Yeah. By the way, we now can also just call it Cirque.
Cirque, yes.
So what's it like at Cirque?
What's going on at
what's
Cirque,
What's going on at Cirque
Steph?
These days? I don't know if you can call her Steph.
I liked her a lot.
Yeah.
Very easygoing, easy to talk to. He was too.
Yeah, really nice
people.
He does sound mixing for Lyle Lovett.
Yes.
So, and they're in Texas and decided to come through Fredericksburg because they also listen to Living Up in a Down World with Pastor Jimmy and Damon.
They invited Pastor Jimmy, Annette, me and you out for dinner. Our choice, anywhere we wanted to go.
And it was fantastic.
It was lovely. It was absolutely lovely.
It was really, really nice. And we ate at 5, which is perfect.
And I was hungry.
O'clock.
I was hungry.
You were very hungry.
Yes.
It's like 5 o'clock. We got to eat because we got to do the show. We don't want to be too late. And it was fabulous.
It was perfect.
Perfect Wednesday evening.
Really nice people.
Very nice, yes.
So, and they just started listening to No Agenda right after the pandemic started.
Right when it started. Yeah, exactly.
He saw you on Rogan.
Rogan donation. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, we really appreciate
it. And he's a knight, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I just really appreciated them.
It was so nice.
Yeah,
to drive all the way from Austin to Fredericksburg. And they liked our little town.
They did. They
People
went
love
to the
our
museum,
little town.
And
did they go to the Nimitz?
The South Pacific Museum.
Oh, they did.
But a large part of it was closed for renovation, so they didn't get to see all the cool things.
Okay.
But that gives them more reason to come back. And
absolutely.
We told them they would be very welcome to live here.
Exactly. Yes.
We could use young people like
that. We know a church. we know the restaurants.
We know the people.
Right.
We know the sheriff. What more do you want?
Friends of ours, we just announced they're moving to Colorado. And I said, I have a house for you.
Yeah.
So let us know. Sold. Let's go.
But anyway, that was just today. We have a whole week of experiences to discuss.
Yes, we do.
What happened, Bob? Well, since last Wednesday, of course, Thursday, I worked.
Yes.
And we hobbled out of here Friday morning early on our way to Nashville.
Yes, we went on our, what is now our annual excursion with the Pruitts to Nashville to the K-Love Fan Awards.
Yes.
And boy, it did not disappoint
this year.
Now, it was phenomenal.
Just to be clear, it's a fan award weekend, fan weekend. We go for the music. We skip the lines.
In general. Lines everywhere.
We're not part of the fan group. We're just there to hear the music in what seems like a 1,000-person ballroom. Do you think it's about 1,000 people, even more?
Oh, no. There's probably 3,000 to 4,000 people.
In that ballroom?
Yes.
You think it was 3,000 to 3,000? Really?
I think there is at least 3,000 people.
That seems like a lot.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, there's not a bad seat, and the sound is phenomenal. And it was just wall to wall to wall. Great music, great sound.
It's basically 3 days of worship. That's 3 days of worship, just worshiping. And the Holy Spirit's presence was in that room. I felt it multiple days. But one thing I want to just put out there. We don't travel with other couples. We just don't. Yeah. We just don't, because we like doing our thing. But you know what? We travel really,
very well with
Annette and Pastor Jimmy.
Yeah,
I mean, really well. Yeah. So it's like non-issue at all.
No, it's great.
No issue.
We save each other seats.
Yeah.
Next to the exit.
Yeah. Next to the exit.
On Southwest.
Yeah.
Because somehow they were in A group and we were back in B. I don't understand how that happens.
Yeah, they don't usually sit up front. They like to sit
exit row. They boarded in A group and we paid for early
That's
bird
because
special.
She's got the credit card and games the system. Yeah. And she gets a companion ticket.
They travel a lot on Southwest.
But no, it was really easygoing traveling with them. I enjoy hanging out with them. They're a lot of fun.
Yeah, and it's always like, yeah, we all kind of had the same idea about what we want to do when we want to do it.
Totally.
And we stayed at the Gaylord Hotel, which is the also known as the Biodome.
The Biodome.
Where you check in and the oxygen is different. And
it's like the Truman Show.
It's totally Truman Show, Paradise, the series Paradise. You're living in an artificial world.
Well, and it's a place where plants never die.
They just grow.
Because they're in a perfect climate. Right? It's a perfect climate.
No birds, though. You notice that? I didn't see a single bird. Oh, did you see any birds?
Thank goodness for that.
Not a single bird in the biodome.
Thank goodness. Really? And no bugs. No mosquitoes.
That's true. No bugs or mosquitoes. That's why there's no birds. There's nothing to eat.
I think on Sunday morning, I got up and I walked outside. And I was like, oh, it's so nice to be outside because you're stuck in this biodome.
And you really get the feeling that you're in the biodome.
Lots of weddings going on there, too.
Yeah.
We saw our first
big Hindu-Indian wedding.
Yes, like lots of people.
Lots
and a
of color.
Big ornate.
Lots of color.
Big ornate.
Yeah. It was cool.
Yeah, lots
of
weddings.
We were just gawking, hanging over the railing.
Yeah. So once we got there, and then we went to, we got invited to a meet and greet, like right from the get-go once we registered. And so we went, of course, we hustled down to the meet and greet. And
Now, of course, a meet and greet where I come from is, it's in the green room. You know, there's a couple of record people. There's a couple of, you know, like super fans. And then there's, you know, people who know people. So maybe 25, 30 people. And, you know, it's like a 15, 20 minute meet and greet. And you talk and hang out a little bit.
This
was not that.
No.
And we got a text message, special meet and greet. And we're like, oh, we're the special ones.
Us and 499 other people.
In a line, single file.
Line. That was one of the themes for the weekend. Stand in line.
Yeah, which we did that one Friday. Mm-hmm. We stood
when
in
we
line.
When we first got there.
Like, okay, we might as well, because it was for King and Country. We like for King and Country. Mm-hmm. And you basically go single file and you go up to the band and then they take your phone, not the band, but the handlers. And they say, okay, go stand there, six pictures. Okay, here's your phone. Bye.
Here.
And you're out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay. Which makes sense.
Yes.
But also, that's for people who really just want to post pictures and saying, I was here.
Yeah. Like I posted in the newsletter.
Like you did. Exactly. Yes. So we decided that was the first and only time we would do a meet and greet in the fan system.
Well, we were invited to the meet and greet on Saturday too, but the line was just,
it was too long.
Same
thing.
It's not
a meet and greet. It's it's a spray and pray.
Oh, spray and pray. But on Saturday, they had different spray and pray. You've written that down.
Yeah.
You know, on Saturday, though, they had a lot of different booths. So there were several artists.
Yeah, but you're still going through the file.
No, she said you can go in and you can go see whoever you want.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Well.
Yeah.
Anyway, do you feel bad we didn't go?
No, it doesn't matter to me. I mean, I'm not a huge fan girl, but I really did like taking the picture with for King and Country because I really liked
it. And it was good for the newsletter.
Yeah. Yeah. It worked out for the newsletter.
I'm all in on that.
So then Friday night, we went off to the kickoff concert after we had an amazing dinner. We were all starving and then we stuffed ourselves to the gills.
What did we eat Friday night? I can't remember. You okay there?
Sorry. Chief? We went to Old Hickory Steakhouse.
Oh, right, right. Yeah. We had reservations. Yes. You got to have reservations in the Biodome. Yes, that was
wonderful.
And we
ate outside of the restaurant.
Under the Biodome. Yes, yeah. Yeah. That was really nice.
It was delicious.
And
that's where, so then we went to the kickoff concert and Steph
Slater. Yeah.
Tyrion, Matt Maher, and Torn Wells performed.
Of which my favorite was Matt Maher.
Yes, he's phenomenal.
Man, that guy is so good. I mean, yeah. These are real artists.
Yes.
And he's kind of more like a worship artist, I would say.
Yeah.
He was just, I mean, he went from playing guitar, and then he sat down, was playing the keyboards, and just and he had his daughter come up.
And, oh, that's right.
And first his daughter's like, hey, da, 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 and all of a sudden her mouth opens up like, where did that come from? She was amazing. Mm-hmm. You kind of had to be there.
It was cool.
But it was
And then Tyrion Wells, I mean, it was like a,
it was full on concert performance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That it was good. It was a great way to start off the evening.
And of course, because we had booked early, a year in advance, they completely honored our wishes. And gave us two queen size beds to sleep
in.
Instead of like a king for the king and his queen to sleep in.
Yes. So we slept very close together.
Yes, we did. I guess I was joking around. You're like, well, no, you just stay in your bed. You don't have to be in my bed.
No, that's not how that went down, mister.
That's how I remember it.
It was like, do you want to sleep in this bed? And you're like, I don't know. It's kind of... I don't know. It's a little too close for comfort.
Is that how it went down?
I think I'll sleep in my own bed. I was like, okay, yes, okay. Knock yourself out.
I forgot that.
That's how it went down.
That's how it went down. Okay.
And then you came groveling. I want to sleep with you. Can I sleep with you? And I said, all right, just stay on your side.
It was actually really nice bed.
We slept really well too. So did Pastor Jimmy and Annette. They slept well too. And typically when I'm traveling, I just don't sleep.
And the best part was Pastor Jimmy showed me how to hack the thermostat.
Yes.
What kind of rebel is this guy?
Yes.
So you hit the right button, like the cold. Left button, and then the up button, and then it bypasses. You can go below 65 degrees.
Yeah.
It was like, this was the hack of a lifetime. Yeah. I wish I'd known this much earlier. These hotel thermostats never go below 65.
He's got secrets.
He's a hacker, man. Yeah, he's a hacker. It was good.
But then, okay, so then the next morning, Saturday morning, we learned last year, because when we went down and met for breakfast, and they had powdered scrambled eggs, which is disgusting.
Basically, they tried to feed 4,000 people in a huge basement.
Disgusting.
And, you know, they ran out of food, and it took too long for the new food.
We just ate bacon, remember? And then we're like, this is not going to work.
We're not going to do this next year.
So we ordered breakfast in the room.
Room service.
Yes. And I discovered chorizo. I'm like, oh my gosh, on my omelet. It was delicious.
Yes, it was very good.
That's what I'm having tomorrow morning.
Chorizo. Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that was fun. So we had breakfast in our room, and then we went to the Worship in the Round. That was the next concert. So this is a weekend of, you have the kickoff concert, then you have Worship in the Round, then you have an emerging artist showcase, then you have a songwriter showcase, and this happens all in the span of 2 days.
Yeah.
And then Sunday morning, you have worship and a church service. And then you have the fan awards at night. So it was music, I mean, after another.
Wall to wall.
So Worship in the Round was some really cool people. John Reddick, Josh Baldwin, Patrick Mayberry, Benjamin William Hastings, and Hope Darst. And they all took turns singing songs. And it was just
And they sang each other's songs, too. They kind of crossed over.
Yes.
And, of course, John Reddick did God Turn It Around, one of my favorites. I was like, yes.
He kept saying, turn it around, man.
Come on, John Reddick.
But what I realize is that Pastor Jimmy and Annette, they know a lot of those artists.
A lot of the artists, Hope Darst.
Like, yes. Yeah. And then she's like, we know Danny Gokey and Jeremy Camp's wife sang in our worship team. I'm like, what?
Hey, how come I'm standing in the line for a meet and greet? What? Where's my backstage passes, Dame Annette?
Right. Like, start texting these people.
Hey, yeah, come on. Let's get on the inside here.
Because they lived in Nashville, you know, and that she said all the music, the Sunday worship music is like that.
In churches in Nashville is like
that. It's that good.
Yeah.
It's that good.
Yeah, it was amazing.
So,
and wasn't it the Saturday we sat down to have a Prosecco, and the girl performing at the was that Saturday at the restaurant?
Yes. Yeah.
And she, and so there was the only table open was right next to her.
Right.
And she looks at us, and I won't go too loud, like, look at these old people. And you immediately say, hey, she said, you got any requests? And you say, yeah, I want Dreams by...
No, I said, do you know any...
Fleetwood Mac?
No, I said Stevie Nicks.
Yeah.
I said, do you know any... Because she had that voice.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, yeah, I know Dreams. I'm like, perfect.
And she was so good.
And she was so friendly, too.
And that's just Nashville. Everyone's a musician. It's like Hollywood.
It's a tough gig.
Your Uber driver is an actor.
Uh-huh.
He got two callbacks. For CSI as a dead person. But in Nashville, everyone's the same. She was really, really
good. We had
a nice chat with her.
Yeah,
too.
That was really sweet.
That's exactly what you want from your Nashville experience.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And then we decided not to do dinner on Saturday night because the line to get in for the plated dinner was so long.
We walked that way And I was all, I mean, I saw it from a distance. I'm like, nope, nope.
Yeah.
And I just waited for you to go, nope. And I'm like, nope.
And see, the difference was though last year, because we walked right in last year because we didn't show up right at 5 o'clock. We showed up probably six.
But this line was crazy. It snaked all around the biodome. Like, nope. So we wound up Italian restaurant.
Yeah, we went to an Italian restaurant. Yeah.
In the biodome.
Yeah. In the biodome. It was good. It was good. And then after that, we went to the Emerging Artists Showcase, in the afternoon.
I have to say something. Yeah. We're in the restaurant. All of a sudden, there's something going on, and you couldn't. It was like maybe three tables over, and a guy was choking.
Yes.
And so people are running towards him.
I didn't even know what was happening.
Yeah, it became apparent to me very quickly, and people are running towards it. Kind of a big guy, so Heimlich was going to be tough, and. But what was really amazing as people are running and there's all kinds of consternation, Pastor Jimmy, almost like, remember when our ER doctor, he immediately jumped in and saved this little girl who was choked. His version is he was praying right away.
Yes. Went right into prayer.
And let me tell you, he started praying and it was all over.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, the timing was uncanny.
Yeah.
He just said, Lord, he was doing his whole thing. He's under his breath. And everything stopped.
Yeah,
I got to tell you.
Power and prayer.
I believe in this. It was
and
really
coming from
obvious.
Pastor Jimmy, he's got a direct line. He's got a direct line. Yeah. So
as scary as it was for those people, of course, at the table.
Yeah.
For me, it's just like, wow. I just saw like a miracle.
Yeah.
I really did. Yeah. I loved it.
That was really cool to be part of that or to witness that, I should say. I'm mixing everything up because we had seen Emerging Artist Showcase, which had Andrew Rip and Jamie McDonald and Megan Woods and Bodie. And then after we had dinner, we went to the Songwriter Showcase.
Yes.
Which had Brandon Heath, Colton Dixon, Ben Fuller, who was amazing. Remember, because they were
so
funny, Katie Nicole and Danny Gokey and Ben Fuller and... Danny Gokey were making jokes about texting Jesus. Remember that?
Yes.
So it's a lot.
He's like,
hold on.
I've got the Lord on the phone. Yes, hold on.
It was really fun.
Musician banter. And you know, in Nashville, again, all these people, they write songs together.
And you can tell they're one big family.
Yeah.
You know,
it's not big. I got to say, it's not a big family, it's a family for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. For sure.
And then, Sunday morning, we got up and we went to worship and Cece Winans.
So she did worship. An hour long of worship.
No, it wasn't an hour long.
It was almost an hour.
It was
50 minutes.
No, because the pastor got up and it was only from 10 to 11 and the pastor got up and did his sermon.
Way past 11. I was looking at my watch and she was still singing at 10 minutes to 11.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm. Oh. She sang for 45 to 50 minutes.
If you've never seen Cece Winans, oh my gosh. And so, of course, Annette goes, yeah, her sister. I know her sister. I'm like, who do you know?
Her sister used to sing in our church.
She's dropping names left and right. Who do you not
know?
Well,
introduce me to Cece.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Cece Winans, man, she just has That's My King, which is her big hit right now.
Say a few bars. That's my king.
Who am I talking about?
That's my king.
Wow, you are really off key.
Am I?
Yeah.
They sound that bad?
Yes, pretty much.
Darn it.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Pastor Jimmy's like, sing from your diaphragm. Sing from your diaphragm.
Where's that? Where's my diaphragm?
I don't know. It's in the bathroom, I think. Hey now.
Yeah, so that was really cool. And then the pastor, he was from Waco, and he was really good too.
He had a very good vibe.
He talked about? It was like drinking from a fire hose all weekend.
Yeah, well, what he talked about is what's important, and what's important in this life, and what's important beyond. At a certain point, he brings out this really long rope, and someone's holding it off stage. The rope must have been 30 feet long.
Mm-hmm.
And he's holding it up, and like a foot into it, there's a red piece of tape. He says, this is your life, and this is when you're about 76, or you're about probably ready to die. What's important, this little bit here, or all the stuff all the way to the end of that rope? Which is eternity. Is the eternity,
yes.
And life beyond this life on earth.
Yeah.
And that had some impacts.
Yeah.
That was really good.
I liked
it.
I liked his message a lot. It was really good. Yeah. And so then Sunday during the day, we had lunch. We had lunch with Pastor Jimmy and Annette's daughter, Alicia, and her husband, Mark, and their little baby, Kylan, who you made cry.
This is the worst thing ever. So this is the baby is smiling, is bouncing. He's 5 months old. Annette has him smiling. You have him smiling. He looks at me and I go, hi. And he goes, I'm like, this is the worst. What do I have that makes babies cry?
They said because you don't have a beard.
Well, I don't know. That was just them trying to be nice to me, because the kid clearly is like, you're scary. I'm going to cry right now.
I know. Pastor Jimmy texted you yesterday and said, or the day before, and said, I made Kylan cry too, so don't feel bad.
It made me feel a little bit better, but I'm like, this does happen to me. For some reason, when I smile at the kids, they go like,
they're like,
I don't know about you, dude.
Yeah. That's just because you're new, babe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm new. Okay.
But on Sunday, Saturday, we signed up for 2026 already. We're signed up.
Yeah.
Done. Yeah. It's a fun weekend. It's so good. It is. You were just chomping at the bit. You're like, I got to go back to the room because I got to upload more songs.
All these
songs
Hello for Hello Fred. Fred. I'm like, oh, this one. And I'm like, oh, I already have this one. It's not playing often enough. I got to put it in the hotter rotation.
Yes.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know. For me, I left MTV and Top 40 Radio in 1993, and I got out of it. I didn't really, the whole grunge movement really was lost on me. A lot of the hip hop stuff, I just didn't listen anymore.
You know, it's so interesting because when I first met you and I thought, oh, he probably likes all that headbanger ball music. And I said, well, who's some of your favorite artists? And you're like,
the Beatles,
Bill Withers, Stevie Wonder. And I was like, you're very different.
Well, I like a lot of the headbanging ball stuff. The thing, the musicians they're always really, really good. And they got some good hooks, but it's loud. It's not something I'd listen to at home or even in the car necessarily, but it was a part of what I did. That was fine. But I was listening to classical.
Yeah, you liked Frank Sinatra.
The American Songbook and some country stuff. I didn't care anymore. I was just out of, I'd been in the hits too long. And ever since that first Mercy Me concert that we went to.
Yes.
It clicked for me. I'm like, I get it now. Especially because the words are on the screen. I can sing along. And now I know a lot of these songs because I'm in the hits all day long with Hello Fred.
That's what I noticed. You knew almost all the words. I'm like, what? You know all the words?
I know. It's kind of weird.
It is crazy.
Because usually I don't.
Yes, but Mercy Me basically changed your life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They did.
Yeah.
That whole concert, that whole experience in San Antonio, what is it now, 2 years ago almost?
Yeah. Yeah, over that 2 years ago.
Totally, totally changed my perspective. I get these songs. These lyrics mean something to me. Most lyrics, except for I Want to Hold Your Hand, I'm like, meh, okay, whatever. Am I boring you?
No, I'm just tired. I'm sorry. It's been a rough day.
Oh, please. Yes. You've done absolutely. Well, yeah, you've done a lot. Well, no, you've done nothing.
It was a relaxing day
today. You did nothing today. You did nothing.
I had to wash my hair. That's wore me out.
It took forever.
But then, so then after we had a really nice dinner, or it was like a lunch dinner.
Yeah.
We went back and crashed.
Completely.
Took a quick nap and then we got ready to go to the K-Love Fan Awards, which is the actual award show.
Yes.
That's going to be televised this Friday on TBN. We got to make sure we can record
it. Oh, got to record that. Yes. Let me write that.
But it was held at the Grand Ole Opry.
Yes. Same as last year.
Yes.
We had seats very close to the stage. Not my favorite spot because it was off to the side.
Yes, it was. We were off in the if you're facing the stage, we were off all the way to the right.
Yeah.
Almost to the end. So we could only see the right side of the stage. And, you know, when the singers are in the center, we saw the side of them.
But we did have great sound. And
I know those were not Adam Curry seats though.
No, I could feel you. I was like,
you're like,
who owns this place? Who can I talk to?
Because we are very, very particular about where we sit.
But it was kind of cool texting with the Mercy Me boys. We're waving at each other back and forth. Like, oh, okay, we're here. All right. And I mean, the show was great. It was funny, entertaining, great artists. You know, just everything was good.
Yes. Jesus was there and King David was there.
Yes.
Jonathan Rumi and the guy who plays David in
House of David.
House of David, yeah.
His first paid acting gig.
Yes.
Kid's got a future. Yeah, very good.
He's got quite the longevity with that series because David kind of went through a lot.
Yeah, he could go on forever.
Yes, yeah. Yeah. What was your favorite moment about the...
Of the K-Love Awards?
Yeah.
First of all, I love the I don't want to give it away because people should watch it, but the four on the fire, five in the lake, this whole gag that because there were four hosts. It was Matthew West, Bart from Mercy Me,
Mac Powell,
and who was the fourth?
Jeremy Camp.
Was it Jeremy Camp? And you know, so they had this whole shtick about they only needed one host, they needed two. Then it was kind of the gag of the show, the running gag. And they had a very funny Spinal Tap like video that did absolutely perfect. Performance wise, I love Jeremy Camp. Crowder.
He opened.
That guy is just cool.
I loved Zach Williams.
Zach Williams, also very cool.
Yes.
But Crowder, he's my kind of guy. You know, he's got his duck boots on. He's got his beard. His guys are like right out of the swamp, his band. I'm like, this is my kind. And just rock, you know, and just rock. Jeremy Camp, his song, No Survivor. Very, very good. What else did you like? I'm trying to think.
Gosh, I liked John Reddick. I liked his new song, No Fear. I liked that. Definitely. I liked Jeremy Camp too. I liked, the woman that sings Desperate. What's her name?
Jamie McDonald. Yeah.
Amazing song.
To me, she's kind of the superstar of the moment.
Yes.
I would say.
Yeah. I really liked, this is going back to Saturday, Colton Dixon, though, in the Songwriters Showcase. I really liked him as well.
Yes.
He was good. But yeah, it was phenomenal. So they would, so many performances. So they do a performance.
It was nonstop.
Then they would do a...
nonstop.
They would give out an award, then another performance and an award. It was great. Who closed it? Do you remember? It wasn't Mercy Me, was it?
No. They were the next to last.
Oh, Cece Winans.
Cece Winans, of course.
Did she close it?
Yeah, she closed it. Yeah,
phenomenal.
And you know, lots of awards. The whole thing was great. And then afterwards, the Mercy Me boys came over with their wives, introduced us to their wives, and we literally got kicked out of the Grand Ole Opry. Like, okay, we understand you're here with Mercy Me, but y'all gotta go.
You gotta get out. Yeah.
And then we went back and had another bottle of Prosecco. Yes. Yay! It was perfect. And the best part was, thanks to the wonderful No Agenda producers, I had the best of clip of the day, and I didn't have to work. This was a huge treat for me.
It was a huge treat. To be
with my wife and our friends and enjoying music and not having to think about the world.
It was really nice. Stuff.
It was genuinely.
It was definitely for me though, a feed bag weekend. I just hooked on the feed bag and I just ate. I've never
seen you nosh like this, man.
Really?
You've seen me nosh the way back in the airport, we were early at the airport. I bought some licorice because I'm like a Dutch licorice guy. And I'm like, Tina will never eat this.
I bought six milk chocolate sea salt caramels.
And then you ate half of my licorice.
I know, I couldn't stop.
And then you're like,
I need pretzels.
And I got a bag of Chex Mix.
And beef jerky,
that's right.
I didn't eat any of the beef jerky. You ate all the beef jerky. Plus the snacks on the plane.
Three. I got three
You
snacks.
Got three of
the person who was asleep next to us, I took his bag too. You were both asleep.
I was asleep.
Like I took everyone.
But no, so I start eating your licorice. Then you open up the Chex Mix. I start eating this goofy Chex. I never eat that stuff.
I couldn't believe it. You ate half the bag, man. Half the bag.
I didn't eat half the bag.
Yes, you did.
I don't think so.
You're like, I like these. The chips. You're like eating all the chips out of it. Yeah, you were fishing around in the bag.
I had slapped the feed bag
on.
Which
is very bad Chex Mix etiquette. You can't be like fishing stuff out.
Well, I did. I'm fishing it out. So then I'm like, well, since I just kind of opened the door and it's a feed bag fest, I might as well, what do you want for dinner? And so I go, you want Chinese? I never eat Chinese.
So
and you're like, yeah.
Well, first of all, so the flight back, favor all the way, praise God, everything's great. We land, you know, we see that there's a storm coming. Like, okay, there's a storm coming. And you would say, you want to get Chinese? Because I discovered this Chinese restaurant, which has been in Fredericksburg for 14 years or whatever. And I said, you're going to love this place. So we go over and it's authentic Chinese restaurant. And I had sweet and sour chicken. You had
black pepper beef.
Exactly.
With the egg rolls and stir fried rice.
I had a Sapporo beer. The whole thing is authentic. It's not busy. And all of a sudden, beep, 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 beep. Everybody's phone's going off. What national weather alert? Danger, Will Robinson. And you're like, should we get it to go? I'm like, no, we'll be fine.
Well, Mimi, all the way from Washington State,
who never texts me.
There's a storm coming to Fredericksburg.
I've been watching Max Velocity for hours. It's coming. Stay safe. This is Mimi. Never texts me.
That Max Velocity, he's quite the nerd guy.
So we come home and the sky looks pretty black.
I'm like, you know what? We need to I think we were done in less than an hour. I'm like, we need to get home. Because I was worried that if it was going to start hailing.
Well, for the car. That we had. But then we put Phoebe's Thunder shirt on.
And it fits her now. It fits her. But
could barely breathe, but it fits.
It fits her. It fits her well. Yeah. When we first got it, it was ridiculous.
No, did not fit.
No.
And so that it wasn't as much lightning as people had in other places. We kind of got the bottom piece of the storm. But when the hail started, I mean,
we started hearing, we're sitting in the living room. We hear clink, boop, clunk, boop, clunk, boop, clunk, boop,
yeah,
boop,
yeah.
And that's the hail.
Yeah.
Because we have a metal roof.
And, and then it just starts to come down, golf ball size. It's hitting the pool like meteorites and it's bouncing off our stones around the pool against all the windows.
And I was so worried about the
roof is going.
I've never experienced anything. I posted a video on Instagram and people are, I mean, I think 500 people commented on it or viewed it.
Really?
And because it
was pretty intense.
Crazy.
Yeah,
the way that this hail was shooting down from the sky into the pool, it was unbelievable. Yeah. So much so. So yesterday I walk outside and I look at our lounge chairs, our cushions on our lounge chairs, destroyed.
Like
someone took a bullet.
Triangle holes just ripped right in from these hailstones came down from the skies.
So if you were outside, you would have gotten a serious head injury.
Yeah, could have for sure.
They were ice balls. Yeah. They were golf balls.
Yeah, you didn't want to be outside.
Golf ball, ice balls.
And how about the Feebmeister?
She
just sat there. She felt it coming. She was sitting down.
You're like, sit down. I'm just standing there thinking, oh my gosh, I hope our windows don't break.
Sit down, baby. Come on, sit down. It's okay. It's going to be okay. There's nothing we can do. Just sit down, ride it out. And Phoebe was next to me and you finally sat down and just... It lasted 15, 20 minutes, maybe? It
seemed like forever.
Yeah.
Forever. But here's what was going through my head. If one of our, because we have a big sheet of glass mm-hmm. in our living room, and thinking, if that thing breaks, what do we do? We have no plastic. Maybe we need to get some plastic and some duct tape.
Okay.
Just in case. Heavy duty plastic.
I would have come up with something. Yeah. You know, garbage bags.
Oh, that window is huge. Anyway,
hey, look,
I thought it was a little frightening.
I was just trying to calm you down.
I know. I wasn't panicking. I was more frozen.
But at a certain point, we're both looking out the window. I started praying. I said, Lord, please.
I know you, Jesus.
Please keep us safe in this, Lord, on earth as it is in heaven. Let it pass us by. Keep everybody safe. And it passed.
Yeah.
It was okay. God's favor.
And then the next day, all the roofers show up.
At 8 a.m, text messages. I might have deleted a lot of them. Hey, wait, let me see if I can read one of these back here. No, not that one. I got phone calls coming, and I don't answer phone numbers that I don't know. Let me see if I had an example.
Yeah, well, somebody came to our door. Three people came to our door.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, well, you know, I'm just going around the area. He could clearly see there's no damage to our roof. He goes, well, you know, your gutter's dented. I go, I don't care about my gutter.
But I think I got 5 text messages, 2 phone calls, 3 or 4 people showed up at the door because they know it's insurance money.
Yeah. And they're like vultures.
Like, no. And the guy who came a year and a half ago, I said, hey, I remember you.
Yeah.
He said, no, we're good, man. We're okay.
Yeah. So, there was no damage to our roof. They could clearly see that. God bless you.
Excuse me.
So, but you want to talk about the Feebmeister and where she stayed?
So we've talked about dear Jill.
Lovely Jill.
And Mike. And how she has the longhorns and she's got the dogs and she's got the chickens at her house. And she so lovingly has offered, look, I'll come and stay with Phoebe, stay overnight with her. And, you know, she's been taking her out to her ranch. And we'd been out there. We talked about it.
Yes.
And she kept the dogs inside and separate. And all of a sudden she's like sending us videos of Phoebe kind of interacting with them, playing with her dogs. And we're like, what is going on here?
And she said, I just missed it. She was playing tug of war with the other dogs.
This dog doesn't play with anything. So she's playing tug of war with the other dog. And then she says, I hope you don't mind, but I think I'm just going to have a slumber party with Phoebe at our house. We're like,
when she thought there was a storm, the storm was coming through. Yeah, and she's like, how's Phoebe with the storm? And you said, she just needs a little TLC, but she's typically okay. So she said, they were just going to rally together and sing Kumbaya with the dogs.
Slumber and thunder party. And so they didn't have any thunder, but the dogs ate together. They played together.
She had them in 3 different sections. But they were in the same room.
Same room. And Phoebe slept and was happy. And I guess she was galloping around. And this dog could not interact with other dogs. And this is she's healed.
I know.
Or she's healing. Let me put it that way.
I know.
And so I can't wait to take her over Saturday. I'm going to see if I can fix Jill's Sonos system. Like, good luck with that. But I'm going to try.
Yeah.
I'm going to take Phoebe over. And, you know, to see her playing with other dogs is like a miracle.
I know. Now we can just have Phoebe stay at Jill's. And then doesn't put Jill out at all.
No.
We discovered this. You and I can say this about myself. Yeah, no, I don't know about you.
I'm with you.
We're apprehensive when we see another dog because we know what our maniac she is. She's a maniac. She needs to be committed when she sees another dog. And so I think that she, you know, picks up on our anxiety because dogs are very sensitive to that.
Yes.
And here's Jill, like, go figure it out. You'll be fine. Go figure it out.
They did.
Like she's,
and they did.
She doesn't have the same baggage that we have.
So I'm trying to release myself from that. And she's been pretty good with trucks and stuff too. She seems pretty okay.
Yeah, we'll see.
Well,
I don't know.
We just have to get, she needs a Jill shot from time to time.
And she just loves to go through the tall grass. What is up with that?
Rooting, I mean, the grass like a is about, hog.
The grass is like 3 feet tall now, yeah, and she wants to go through the grass. Well, I worry about the snakes being in there.
Yeah, yeah.
But they'll probably run off if they feel her.
She likes the bugs. She's searching for bugs. Like bugs.
That's her joy.
That is her joy.
Searching for bugs.
So it's just been, it's been a great time all around. It really has.
We are so blessed. Yes. We are so blessed.
We are very, very blessed.
So then yesterday, we got home Monday, endured the storm. And then yesterday you were in the car for your 6-hour hair appointment.
This is my deal, man. Leave me alone. Leave Brittany alone. Leave him alone.
Yeah, you've been busy. You were busy all day today, too.
Oh, it's been so good. I mean, things are just clicking. Things are moving along. I'm happy. I've got stuff for the big show tomorrow. Clip custodian sent me 26 clips in advance.
Already?
He's like, you're probably home. You need to catch up. I did some work in advance. Like, are you kidding me, brother?
Oh.
26 clips?
That's awesome.
That's like a record. That's so amazing.
The
No Agenda
community. And, you know.
Yeah, so good.
Sir Brian had commented on the clip show and he was like, it was really good. And he's like, that's a lot of hard work. And I said, No Agenda has the best producers.
Gus Raya did that for us. Yeah. He did a really good job. I'd heard it 2 months ago. I'm like, this is good, man, what you did. So that's only 2023, 2024. I can do a whole bunch more. So
yeah.
Well,
nice.
Well, we are planning on taking another day or two off this year.
Yes, we will
do that. It's been groovy.
We're caught up.
It's been fun hanging out with you, Mrs.
Curry. Yeah, how about that?
I do like hanging out with you.
I know.
You're okay.
We travel well together.
Yeah, I think we do.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I like you.
I think I'll keep you.
Okay. Oh, awesome. I am the keeper after all.
Did you have any thoughts about a God shot for?
I do have a God shot, actually.
Why don't we bring it right in?
Tina's God shot.
I'm very curious. I'm not sure where I got this today,
but I was reflecting on the weekend, you know, and all the wonderful feelings that we had about it. And so I came across, I'm not sure where I got this, Romans 13:8, which is, let no debt remain outstanding except the continuing debt to love one another, for whoever loves others has fulfilled the law. Mm. And I just... That resonated with me because of all of the love.
Could you read that again for me?
Sure. Let no debt remain outstanding except the continuing debt to love one another. Mm. For whoever loves others has fulfilled the law.
Yes.
It's Romans 13:8. Yes. And I was just thinking about that's all God wants us to do is just to love one
God,
another.
Love each other.
Yeah, love him and love each other. And sometimes it's really hard, especially when people drive you crazy. Yes. You know, and you have to think, oh, they're just God's children.
I've been working very hard on that. There's been some negativity out there, and me too. In Telegram land that's been bugging me. I'm like, forgive them, Lord. They know not what they do.
Yes. Like, yeah.
I need to forgive them.
I'm less and less affected by it, but sometimes I obviously am human. So, but I was just reflecting on the weekend and how I just felt like everybody was just there, just worshiping and loving on God. And because, I mean, what we're doing is we are showing the exact same love God shows us by doing that.
What I liked a lot is, inevitably, one of the artists would say, I just want to pray over y'all.
Oh, I know.
You pray, and at the end, be the biggest amen from thousands of people. It's just like,
I know.
Wow, that's so amazing.
I know.
And not,
I know.
Not a preacher, just a singer, you know, just simple prayer, just prayer over you, Holy Spirit be in this room, and everyone's just so into it.
Yes.
So good. Everyone's helpful. Yeah. Everyone's nice. Everyone's smiling. Everybody's happy.
And you know what? I now know the difference between Christian music and worship music.
Yes.
At first, I remember when...
Can you explain it?
No. I could. If you were to play a song, I could... Well, one, obviously, you're worshiping to God as opposed to just talking about generalities about Christianity.
Right.
Therein lies the difference.
Yeah.
But at first, I remember when I asked Annette if she played a particular artist, and she said, no, it's not Christian music. Or not worship, music. And I said, oh. And I was like, what does that mean? I don't know what that means. And then,
Now you do.
Now,
I agree.
Yeah.
So, I agree.
Anyway, so that's my God shot.
That's a beautiful God shot, babe. Thank you so much.
I'm from love, baby.
Now it's time to hear from the Coke Suckers.
Speaking of love.
We got to hear from those cocksuckers now.
Did you say?
Wait, what did you say?
Now it's time to hear from the cocksuckers.
So today is our first day on Fountain Hosting.
Oh.
Hopefully everyone got the show. Hopefully everything worked. I'm not entirely sure if everyone has the new app yet, but if you do, using the Fountain app, which in this case we'll recommend, you can actually hit the boost button and choose between sending something in dollars and cents.
Oh, so if I go to the Fountain app right now?
I don't know if you have the new version yet.
Oh.
Okay. Or you can send Satoshis, and supposedly you can also set up like a sustaining donation. Just, you know, do $5 a show.
So you have to go to the show. Oh, subscribe for $20 a month.
There you go.
Subscriber
badge.
Got
it. You got it. Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
And you get a badge. You get a badge. A Vineyard Nation badge.
That makes it. Oh, so you could either pay with your wallet, which is $18,000.
You can pay with Apple Pay too, I think. I think you have
it
a choice.
It says pay with a bank card, but it says pay with a wallet. So 18,500 sats is $20.
Yes, today. Yeah. Or you can just send any random amount, I
Look
think.
Look at that.
Yeah. Now, these guys are doing something interesting.
Oh.
So just trying to make it easy for everybody. And I really appreciate that.
Wow. So, yes, if you have the Fountain app.
If you don't, go get the Fountain
and
app.
And you click on the show, it comes right up underneath our names.
Yeah.
Oh.
Isn't that cool?
Look at that. We have 600 supporters, it says at the top here.
Oh, wait until you see the dashboard,
Holy
babe.
Holy smokes.
The dashboard is awesome.
Look at this. Pastor Jimmy leads.
He's number one, man.
5.27 million Satoshis.
He's number one on the leaderboard, man.
5.2 million. Yeah.
Wow.
And then Sir Brian with an I comes in at 4.2 million.
Wow.
Comic Strip Blogger, 1.84. Yeah. Jacob Davis. Haven't heard from Jacob forever.
You're slacking, bro.
I don't even think he listens anymore. And Gene Everett behind him.
This is so
How
cool.
How about that?
Isn't that awesome?
That is totally cool.
Yeah, and it does chapters automatically and all this stuff.
And we are the beta for this, right?
We are one of the first to use it. Yeah.
Wow.
I set it up with them today. I'm excited about it.
So I guess maybe I should do a post on this, huh?
Yeah. Like, and now you can still use PayPal if you want to, which, by the way, nobody did this week. Nothing came in on the PayPal.
It's crickets again.
And the cool thing about it is every app can do this. It's not just the Fountain app is the first one, but every app can offer these different payment methods.
Cool.
Brought to you by the fine folks at Podcasting 2.0. And
that would be you and a host of other people.
I'm just the monkey in the front. Now, looking at our blessings this week, coming in with 77,777 Satoshis. Yes, it is Pastor Jimmy Pruitt.
On the leaderboard.
On the leaderboard. That's right. He says, what an amazing time in Nashville with our besties. Our buckets are running over. Let's keep the adventures going. Love you both. KTLD, KYBO.
Thank you, Pastor Jimmy and Annette.
I'm so happy that worked. Awesome. That's awesome to see that working.
In real time, I pulled it up.
Yeah.
How about that? That wasn't even rehearsed.
No, it was not.
How about that? I'm a real podcaster.
And
now.
You heard me say, I'm not sure if you have the updated app yet. Yeah, I might be real careful. And yeah, there it is. Hey, coming in with the Mini Striper Boost 7777, talking about himself, Sir Brian with an I, everybody. And he says, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I would like to direct you to the evidence admitted into this case that the defendant did, in fact, go out on a proper date with someone who was assigned female at birth. So you have no choice but to acquit. I would like this case dismissed. No more questions, Your Honor. In the evening, y'all. Oops.
In the evening.
Hot time, buddy.
And coming in with 4,743 Satoshis, comic strip blogger.
CSB.
He says, howdy, lovebirds, Tina and Adam.
Hello.
Fun facts. EU is a force for peace preventing Europeans killing each other.
Oh.
So I recommend the podcast EU Confidential. It's Brussels gossip served faster than a Eurostar croissant. Zero snooze. Just search for EU Confidential in your favorite podcast app. Yo, from CSB.
Thank you.
Actually, I might subscribe to that. I love doing the European news on No Agenda. Short Row of Ducks, 2222 Pod Bun.
pod bun.
I don't think we've had a pod.
That sounds like a decanting.
I think that's a decanting is in order.
You've been decanted.
Pod bun comes in from Fountain saying, showing support for this great show. Oh. I love that you share your experiences with faith and your relationship with God and each other. Well, that is exactly the show. You nailed it. You
started off drinking wine and eating charcuterie boards. Now we're all about God.
Now we're drinking up the Jesus juice.
Yes.
And our OG Salmon Ye comes in with 1, 2, 3, 4 Satoshis.
Michael.
And he says, Cole.
Yes, remember he asked for wine.
Ah, yes.
Suggestions.
This is very good.
Yes.
Cole, while I don't know your palate or budget, my recommendation for age-worthy wines is to stick with the four Bs, Bordeaux, Burgundy, and Barolo, and then there's Barbaresco.
Oh, Barbaresco.
Yeah, it's like a Barbarella wine. I don't know. Barbaresco.
You don't know.
There you go. Vineyard Nation is on the case.
How about
that?
You ask
and we deliver. Thank you all so much for supporting us. Go to curryingthekeeper.com. You can learn all about us. We love getting stuff in the P.O. box. I haven't seen anything recently.
I checked today. It was
cobwebs.
It was a piece of mail for the old P.O. box, and I just promptly put it in the recycling bin.
What do you mean for the old P.O. box? For whoever
the
owned
who
it.
Had it before, Jordan and Richard from Vaudeville.
Now you're just throwing it out?
I just threw it away. Yeah, I was like.
They should change their address. They should make that happen already.
Well, it's obviously old stuff, but anyway.
So you can, of course, if you want to send some value back to this Value for Value podcast, you can do it through PayPal. But get the new Fountain app. There's multiple opportunities now.
Yes.
And we're really very proud to be beta testers of the system. If you're hearing this podcast, then it actually worked, which is groovy.
Yeah.
All right.
Excellent.
And thanks to Nick and to Dovidas and to Oscar.
If you don't have the Fountain app, definitely download it.
You know what it's time for? The question of the week.
I can't believe you actually have a question of the week. We were so busy this week.
It's appropriate question.
And just a question apropos for this week.
I don't even know the answer to this for you.
Oh, well, what you mean? Normally you even know my answer? Before
sometimes okay, I do because I know you pretty well.
Yeah.
Okay. Where do you want to travel next? Big trip. Yes. Where do you want to travel next?
Well, the next big trip with you, I would like to be a beach trip where we don't do stuff.
We just did that.
No, we
just did that in Punta Mita.
Punta Mita.
Yeah, Mexico.
When was
that? For your birthday, after your birthday.
That's September, my next big trip. Listen, you can't determine my answers. This is not how the question of the week works. You're a bad question of the weeker worker. This is not how it's supposed
to be.
Bad question of the weaker worker. I want to go somewhere.
Okay, be specific. Where?
See, this is the problem. It doesn't really matter to me as long as it's white sandy beach and blue water, and it can be anywhere that you want to go.
In a direct flight.
It has to be.
Which is impossible.
Well, no, I mean, if there's a flight to Houston or Dallas, and then it's fine with me. That's okay. Well, what's this big sigh about? The reason she's sighing is because she has a whole different idea. I'm sorry. Where are we going next? Is the real question. Where are we going next, Tina, on our next big trip?
All right. You know where I really want to go? I really, really, really want to go.
Let me think. Turks and Caicos?
No, that's a beach.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. No.
Singapore?
Yes. I want to go to Singapore and I want to go to Japan. That's where I want to go.
Okay.
I really want to go.
Do more like that.
I want to go.
Okay. Singapore might disappoint you.
I've been watching some videos of people who are there and they're enjoying it very much.
TikTok videos.
I'm not on TikTok.
Reels.
And the food in Japan. I want to go to the 7-Eleven.
Well, let's put Japan back on the map.
Well, how far is Singapore from Japan?
About this far. On the map.
He's holding up his fingers like 4 inches. Is it far?
Several hours.
What's several? 2, 3?
I think 3 to 4.
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's a big
trip. Going to New York.
Okay. It's a big trip.
I'd like to do that in 2026. I would like to do that.
Okay. So.
Start planning
it. Screw the beach. Singapore, here we come. See, do I know you? I knew your answer. I knew what you wanted. Singapore.
And
I wouldn't mind Vietnam if we're going to be in the hood anyway.
Well, we might as well be gone a month.
Okay, Jill. Phoebe's going to stay for a really long time. Baby, I love traveling with you.
You know what? We travel really well together.
We do.
Yeah.
We do.
And I'm an excellent packer.
The best.
Yes.
Shall we meet again here next week?
I'll be here.
You will?
I will.
Good news. See you then, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye. Love you. I love you.
I love you, baby.
Vineyard Nation. In the evening.
The Curry and the Keeper.